All right, good evening. We are back at it on the Wednesday evening. If you have questions, we have answers. A one-hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown, located in Sedona, Arizona. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in California. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, that somebody else calling in from the first caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil of C6 Sea Serpent from Soggy Seattle.
Soggy Seattle. Welcome, Cecil. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. And for those that want to submit a question, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. To my lines joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Barb from Ohio.
Hi, Barb.
Trudy.
Welcome.
And Asheville.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, gal.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Cecil.
Cecil, the C6 Sea Serpent. I got that.
That's the one. Right in my element today up in soggy Seattle.
It's raining here too, all of a sudden. California. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to the call, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
And we had another person join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona. It's
Raiden.
Raiden,
welcome.
Hi,
Raiden. Thank you, Raiden. Thank you for all being here.
And we thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And I welcome all those that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. And one more time, the email address to submit a question is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, guys.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
And hello to everybody on BBS.
Yes. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Welcome.
Hey,
hi,
Dr.
Art.
Hey,
Dr. Art.
Hey there. Hey.
And, of course, every day, we do our whole planet healing conference call, which will be right after this one-hour show. You can only participate by calling in per phone. And the phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code 250 513 pounds. We get there together on the conference call. We mingle together initially and then Vin reads an excerpt from the channeled materials. Whereafter we do like a visualization, meditation, or personal and planetary healing in an attempt to make this world a better place. And I think it's quite phenomenal. I believe that what we are doing is effective all for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will. And I thank you, Prudy, for being there every day to greet the callers and to take care of the instrumentation.
Pleasure and my honor.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next caller that joined in, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Barstow.
Hello, Terry in Barstow.
Hi, Terry. Hello.
I welcome the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Dharmananda.
Hello, Dharmananda. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Raining up there?
It is over here, yes.
It's raining here.
Raining in Seattle.
It's fine in Ohio.
Cecil the C6 Sea Serpent.
Yep, that's me. Right.
He's living the rain.
Today.
Terry, how come you're staying in Barstow so long?
We've been working on the computer, doing some stuff.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hello. I'm going to mute myself because I'm in my car.
All right. And I welcome the next caller. Please say a name and location.
It's been in the same place as Terry.
Hello,
yeah,
Wynn.
Echo.
The same place as Terry.
Hi, Wynn.
Not exactly the same place. Okay.
Hey, Wynn, you got an echo.
Well,
I don't think it's an echo, or is it?
No,
it
you
sounds
know what?
Hollow.
Terry is next to me.
Oh.
Is that better
yeah.
now?
Yeah, yes, better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought you were in the cave.
And for those listening in online through BBS, thank you so much for being here.
All right, who's making all that quiet?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location. Or just do a little giggle.
You're not playing fair. You're not playing fair.
Hi, Miss Giggle.
Welcome.
But only if you want to.
No, I had background noise. So I always try to mute myself.
I thought you mute yourself because you're afraid we'll make fun of you if we hear you.
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Not that we would never make fun of you.
If you make fun of me, it just means you love me, right?
Well,
maybe.
That was a long pause.
At least
they're thinking about you.
By this time of day, I'm pretty tired, so.
Are you tired?
I am. Well, it's 9 o'clock here. 9 o'clock at night, after nine.
You're on the East Coast?
Yes. Yeah. I would like not to be, but I am.
And I welcome the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, my name is Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Nick. Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. How are we all today?
It's so nice to hear that Aussie accent, huh?
Yeah, it's nice to hear you guys too, man. That's good. How have we all been? How's everyone been?
Good.
Shy. I got my car totaled yesterday. So not so good.
Okay.
Welcome to the next call. I appreciate your name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
The Corona Depot represented. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Hey, guys. Well, third time's the charm. I first dialed the whole Planet Healing call. Then I put in the number for Monday's call, so I had to call back again. I'll get it.
You got it.
I got it.
Now, Bonnie.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you have guys chasing you around the block?
Do I have guys chasing me around the block? Which block? My home block or around the train station?
Just a second. Anywhere. Hang on.
Anywhere. No.
One can always wish.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know. I tend not to pay attention to that kind of stuff. I'm just like doing my own thing. I kind of got blinders on, you know?
Yeah, sounds like me too.
Yeah, and I'm usually surprised to hear, you know, that I don't like to think anybody's paying any attention to me.
Oh, you don't want to think that?
No, I don't. I would rather just kind of fly under the radar and do my thing.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Right. But it's kind of hard, you know, with this business because I go walking through the restaurant and, you know, I have this sort of pseudo celebrity status, you know, I don't know. And I should really be a little more, I should pay more attention to that, but I'm busy.
In your restaurant, don't you always have to be up?
Well, yeah. Well, and I, for the most part, but I tend to kind of like walk through and I'm on my way to do something and I'll get interrupted and sidetracked and, you know.
Right.
We did have another person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had another person join in. Welcome. Please say name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Sorry, Bonnie.
Oh, no, not at all. Thank you, guys.
And we welcome
so
you even if you don't.
This one.
Okay,
Bobby,
I think we're...
to be very good hostess.
I think we are ready. And, Terry, are you muted, Terry? You stay muted, okay?
Muted.
Okay,
the 15th.
And
this conference is being recorded.
This is May 15th, 2019. This is our Wednesday call. You've got questions. We've got answers. And thank you all for being here. This is the call where people submit questions. And, you know, I want to thank you guys who have been questioned out. We have not looked for new listeners for a long time. If you're listening on BBS and you don't take advantage of asking a question, well, all right, that's your how can I say it? I would say failing, or just not seeing a what?
Prerogative.
But it's such an opportunity. And Don should know. What have you gotten out of asking so many questions, Don?
Don just
caught me off guard. It's a pretty amazing opportunity. So it's a good chance to get more information about things.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably increases my frequency, I'm sure. Well, it's part of a slow process, so.
Increasing your frequency is a slow process, right?
Yeah. Contributing, though, I'm sure.
I think I'm going to ask a question tonight. That what's the best kind of question? What's the best kind of question to have the most expansion and connection with our sources? Is that a good question?
Yeah.
How come you never asked that?
I didn't have time to put in a question today, but I was going to ask if there's anything that they'd like to talk about that we haven't asked about.
Mm-hmm.
That would be beneficial for us to ask about.
You know what? People are asking, and we'll ask the questions, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? You know, one thing that I have noticed is that people in this realm have a propensity to like getting attention. And one of the best ways to get attention is to make prophecies. And whether the prophecy happens or not, you got the attention. And sometimes, I won't name any names, but there are people that just have kept making prophecies that never happen, and they go right to the next one, and the next one. And for some reason, we love to think we know what's going to happen in the future, and I don't know if it makes our life any better. I mean, I resolved that sooner or later, things are going to happen. And I believe that what we've started, the foundation and whole planet healing, if we get it going, can have an impact on what happens. And that it doesn't necessarily serve to know what's going to happen, although it's like, what are you going to do about it? Like if I told you you're going to have an 8-point earthquake right in your house today,
How many would you how many of you would leave town tomorrow? I don't know, probably you wouldn't believe me if I told you. But even if you did, people were stuck in our grounded place. And I remember in some point in the channeling for Wilcock, you can take it or leave it as whether this is accurate or not, but they said, don't move around. Stay in one place. Ground the energy there. And don't look for the perfect place to be, which I think is good advice. Because when you're running around like a chicken without a head, looking for the perfect place to be or what's going to happen, you're probably not grounding the energy in the location you're in. And I have a feeling we are more powerful than we give ourselves credit for in terms of grounding energy and how many people it takes to ground energy in an area. Because it's one of those things that the Elohim can help with, I believe they can help with it, without violating anyone else's free will. And which means if we ask, we are bringing them in, and they are powerful, which is why we're doing whole planet healing. But we'll ask the questions for tonight and see what comes up. We have some interesting questions. And as I ask these, I say this for our answers and any answers you get about anything. And that is that we are not declaring that we have the right answers. We're not declaring that our sources are infallible. But I do think that they're very good at answering questions without taking our power away. And Prudence, it looks like you sent me a question here. Okay, it looks like you sent a question, but there's no question. So if it's important, please send it again. Okay? Now, Terry and I are in the car, and we're doing good so far, being in the car. And sometimes we end up screwing up and getting some feedback or some echo. So please be patient with us. And I don't think there's any questions here that I haven't picked up. Okay. All right. We're going to start. Now, remember, for anyone that happens to be listening, we are communicating to what identifies itself as two group souls. They're collaborating on the other side. One of them is the Council of Elohim. And as I say this, I'm saying this is how they identify themselves. I don't declare anything to be true, and you have to kick our tires to determine if it makes sense to you, if it's trustworthy to you. I had to kick our tires for a few years to come to this conclusion. It's not that I wanted to be this person who is the in-between, but I ended up that way. And they like me because I don't want to turn people into blind believers and say, follow us. I want to provoke people, to make them think, make them look at their lives, and make them grow and hopefully help people graduate this realm. You know, many people are talking about ascension, and usually they make it sound like Christian, like rapture. And that's not what our sources are saying. They say it's an individual matter, and that in this time period, right now, we have more access to energy flowing in from the higher realms, which means there's more opportunity to graduate this realm. There's more opportunity to go through your patterns faster that are keeping you here. And if you've come to the place where most things in this realm are somewhat boring, and you have an intense desire to contribute to other people in this realm, there's a good chance those are signs that you can graduate this realm. And I suppose the third one is, have you overcome, and this one gets people stuck, but it's simpler than it sounds. It doesn't sound simple because it sounds so mysterious. And I say, have you overcome your karma? But in truth, what you have to do is lift above the timelines of this realm, and your karma gets overcome. All you have to do is tap into the Christ energy, which we have on this line. And if you're listening while I'm talking, there's an energy behind me and around you. And how can I talk to so many people and connect with all of them in a loving way? It's not me doing it. I'm showing up, and this energy follows me. And I've learned how to get out of the way and let it follow me. When you think you're doing it, you're probably in the way. But when you can stand aside and be neutral and still talk, but not be, how would I say it? You can talk, but you can be detached at the same time. And when you can feel how important it is to help other people connect with this energy, then you're probably on a really good path. And it's quite amazing, because once you make the connection, and once one makes the connection, you'll start to see people walking down the street, and you'll say, that person's got it. That person's got it. That person doesn't have it. And they don't have to know all the sophisticated understanding. They could just be someone who got it through their religion, which is very possible. They may not have the sophisticated understanding, but they have the love. And you can feel the love. You can do an exercise and see if you can look at strangers and see who has the energy that I'm talking about. And if you can sense the Christ energy, it means you've got the Christ energy. And it means that that's a good chance that you're going to graduate this realm. What do you think, Terry? Does that make sense to you? Of course, your mic's not on, is it? Are you calling in?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you muted on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if you can unmute. Terry is a wonderful example of someone that holds the Christ energy. Probably better than me. Let's see, talk. Am I here?
Okay. You can hear me now?
Yeah, so I'll mute my phone while you're talking.
Okay, well, I've been tuned in to the Elohim source while you were talking, and he had a lot of comments on what you were saying, but now I'm back in myself, and so I would have to reconstruct it. Because it goes so fast, you know, their comments go so fast. I'd have to get back into channeling mode to be able to comment because it was them that were.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need to catch you unawares. Hi, can you work the mutes? Can you mute Terry and unmute her as we go through this?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. Because we're in the car, and if she doesn't get muted, or I don't get muted, I can probably mute myself. But if she tries to mute herself and unmute herself, she will distract your channeling, all right? So why don't we just get started here, and let's just see what you guys are asking or what I'm asking. I have a couple questions tonight, and I see Valerie Nelson has a question. And Valerie, why, you should have been on Whole Planet Healing the other night. Did you know that? You know why? Because we were driving through Livermore, and we had dinner at this wonderful Thai restaurant. And if you were on Whole Planet Healing, we would have invited you to come over. You and David, and Rich as well. But I didn't want it to make a big deal about it because it was just passing through. But in any case, nice to have you on our Wednesday call. And we're going to call in the light and get started. Is it okay to have this window open here, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. If it gets noisy or too blowy, I'll shut it. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself and each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the galaxy, from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the outer energy fields, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of our planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protective space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the Lord of the One Infinite Creator. We do have comments on what you were saying before. When you go through towns and when you think of different places on the planet and ground your energy, you need to realize that everything is in motion. Everything is being created as the result of different motions that are in interplay. Therefore, if you are not in motion, in synchronization with the motions that are happening, and you attempt to stop the motions, ground it, and to fix it, and say, this is how it is, and we aren't going to let it move anymore, we're going to just ground it like it is, then you will not be able to stay in sync, and the earth will start to leave you behind. So keep the openness to not try to possess everything in the structure where it is, but allow it to move so that you are in sync with the motion, and that way you will be in touch with your surroundings and the most able to, from a vantage point of where things are going and moving, to be able to move with it and get the best result.
Thank you. I was recalling a time when Daphne and I, when we first started doing healings, very first years ago, we were in St. Louis, and we called in the light in St. Louis. Now, I don't even think I knew that was the center of the New Madrid fault line. We were just traveling across the country, but we did it there. And in the channeling, they said, because we did that, the river, I think it was the Mississippi, would probably not rise to what it may have and may not cause floods in the future. That's what I recall they said. And it seemed to me, how could two people calling in the energy cause such a major geophysical shift? Could you comment on that?
Give us a moment. When you are traveling and you have your anchor point set in, if you are in sync with the motion and you then are able to make a different result that is possible because of the formulas that go together to create every result. It is possible. However, it is a delicate balance to be able to allow free will for the earth, for the river, for the surrounding, and to be able to leave your grounding through it.
At different times, when we were talking about the possibility of some event happening, oftentimes the words were used by sources, probability vortices. Like, in other words, there were probabilities that it might or might not happen. And that when we do our sessions, on some level, it seems like we may be changing those probability vortices.
There are certain ingredients of every account that can be changed depending upon the coordination with the free will of all of the ingredients that are going into that. And by ingredients, we include the course of the river, the density of the water, the pressure, the density of the air, all of everything going together. When we are able to change anything, we are working with the free will of all of the ingredients.
Thank you. Now, next question here is from Raiden. And he says, now, he is stating this as if it's true. I don't know if it's true, but I'll read it as he said it. Since 2012, there has been a tilt in the Earth's rotation. Would you please share how many degrees since 2012? I didn't ask this, but even more important, I will add on, and if there has been a tilt, how does that impact this planet and the humans on it?
There has been, over eons of time, the attempt to stabilize Earth. The pyramids in the Earth, on the Earth plane, were studied and made, constructed to be able to stabilize the tilt of Earth. We see that the tilt of Earth is not stable. However, when it does tilt, it can tilt more or it can go back. Depending upon the different factors, we see that there has been an 8 to the 12 degree tilt at times, and that this is not a stable tilt that is always at the tilt.
Next question. Everybody has heard of orbs. Many people have seen pictures of orbs, these round balls, which seem to show up in photographs more than to the visual eye. And I know for certain, at one point, there was this big blue orb on my elbow, and it was a talk that I was giving, and I asked a question about it, and the answer was it was a member of the Ra group looking in and probably giving some support during my talk. So, given that we have broached this subject of everything being frequencies, and everything being energy, why is it that when a higher dimensional source makes an entry into 3D, it appears as a sphere, and in my case, a blue sphere? And is there a way to understand that?
The spherical shape is the most protective, the most beneficial to traveling to the researcher word. The this is the wrong word. Preservation of the internal energy, the fostering of the internal energy, the protection of the internal energy, the easiest structure to travel in, and the has one's energy be coherent and protected.
Do all kinds of interdimensional beings use spheres, including negative beings in the higher realms, to interface with lower 3D?
Could you repeat that? We did not.
The idea is that a spherical shape is a protective space for a higher dimensional source to interface into 3D. And does that...
It is not only to interface with 3D, it is to interface at all dimensions.
And so, does the negative use that way of traveling as well, service itself?
The negative does not normally use that way, as they are sometimes, due to their anomaly, due to their disruption, their distorted space, they are they do not have access normally to a perfected form.
Thank you. When Kimberly does healings, are there orb forms moving through people's bodies?
They achieve the form that is the best for them to interface.
So sometimes it could be an orb, yes?
So it is not necessarily the orb, as the orb is a more of a travel in travel vehicle that is protective and is not as set for interfacing as some other forms.
And when a being travels in an orb, can he or her look and listen and hear?
Yes.
In the location the orb is?
Yes. They can see 360 degrees.
And they can't, can they communicate into the realm from the orb? Or can they just take information in?
They can communicate from that position in 360 degrees. They can sense in 360 degrees all around them.
Okay, next question. This is from Roger in Austin, I believe. In ancient carvings supposedly representing the Anunnaki, we see individuals holding two different objects, which I ask if our sources can describe the purpose of. One of them looks like a pine cone, usually held up in front of a face and being pointed at someone or something. The other looks like a modern woman's purse being held in the hand by a strap. Thank you. In the hand by a strap.
Thank you. The pine cone is a representation of the pineal gland, which is very perceptive and is able to remote view and to bring information in and out of an individual his own person. The purse is a representation of the perceptions and the tools necessary to bring to travel with a person to allow them to interface and to do their work. And to interface with them all.
Thank you. Did the Anunnaki have special significance with these symbols?
And they were passed down from before the Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. Let me see here. David Morton in England.
Hello, David Morton.
I think you're still muted. Not you. Hi. Get on the ball, Hi. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Hello, David Morton.
Now we heard you. Okay. What is the source's take on climate Earth changes? Some people are saying we have 12 years before there is a collapse in the ecosystem. The information I have seen says the climate models they are using are flawed. Is the weather abnormal at the moment compared to the past? Are significant changes or damages being caused by man's normal activities? Is there significant damage being caused by weather manipulation, programs, weapons?
We have to answer yes, there is significant damage being produced by overheating the stratosphere and causing changes in the chemicals and changes in the warmth in the stratosphere in the atmosphere, and by placing chemicals into the atmosphere, there are changes being made. Countries do secretly have ways of changing the weather to suit their own purposes, and this is having an overall effect.
Thank you. Valerie from Livermore. I have been so curious about learning how to read the Akashic Records. So I'm stumbling onto areas by chance. Not researching, but the info just shows up via a friend or whatever. Anyway, yesterday I heard a voice say, you already have access to the Akashic Records. That's why you do what you do. What? What? I'm very surprised and confused now. What the heck is going on? Thank you again, Valerie.
You do have access to the Akashic Records. as the records are there to be read by anyone that can read the frequencies and the intelligences that are recorded in the frequencies, the equations that we have spoken of before that make up the final result of everything, has a record of everything in these icons in a history and can be read. The intelligence is written all over the result of everything. The history is written all over the result of everything in the manifest realm.
Sometimes I can be with someone and I can, it feels as if I can see their track. Like I just look at their body language, in my intuitions, and I suddenly note some things about them, where they're from, I mean, their parents, all kinds of stuff. I don't look for it, but it just shows up. And sometimes I surprise myself because I'll know something really specific about someone and I'll mention it to them, and I'm right. Like one time we were in a restaurant in San Diego, and I told the waitress, "Is your father a policeman?" And she said, "Yes, how did you know?" And I mean, am I reading the Akashic Records when I do that?
It is a part of the Akashic Records. It is a part of the Akashic Records you are reading. The Akashic Records aren't something mysterious. They are the history, the intelligence of what happened and are written and everything. You do sometimes have access to that. For instance, the time you went into a coffee shop and asked the man if he wrote music, and he was a famous writer of plays on Broadway. You do have access to intelligence that is showing before you, and if you can tune in, you can recover that intelligence.
So when you're reading the Akashic Records, you know, by the vocabulary used, it sounds like you're reading a book or that there is volumes there. But in fact, it's not quite like that at all. It's more like an intuitive connection with information.
That is your access.
Yeah.
That is your access. An intuitive connection that reads the intelligence that is a part of everything.
Okay, you know what? Our call's come to an end. It's 6:58. We're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing. If you'd like to join us, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340. PIN is... what is the pin?
250513#.
250513. Thank you. 712-770-4340. 250513. And please join us. We'll be reading some sessions from our sources and doing a planetary visualization. Thank you for being here, and thank you all for your questions. We'll see you in a moment.